Lautoka, Fiji, 20th of August 2008, Srimad Bhagavatam class, Canto 2, Chapter 7, text number 28.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari
Krishna Bhakti Vedanta Swami.
जगत गुरु प्रभुपाद की जय। श्रीमद भागवतम महापुराण जय। गौर प्रमाणंद second chapter number 7 text number 28 29
vrajapashun
vishatoya pitam palam ajivayat अनुग्रह दृष्टि शुद्धये विषवीर्य विलोल जिह्वा उच्चात्रस्य उरगं विहरन् रदिनायं रदिन्यां यद्वै व्रजै वशु व्रज पशुन् विशतो यपीतान् पालान् स्वजीव यदनग्रह दृष्टि तच्छुद्धये ततिविषय वीर्य विलोल जीवम् उच्चारयिष्यदुरगं विरहन् हृदिन्याम् यद वै व्रजै व्रज पशुन् विषयतोऽयपीतान् पालां स्वजीव यदनग्रह दृष्टिवृत्स्या शुद्धये सति विषय वीर्य विलोल जीवम् उच्चाटयिष्य दुरगं विहरन् हृदिन्याम् यद् वै व्रजै व्रज पशुन् विशतोऽयपीता जीव यदनग्रह दृष्टिवृत्स्या तच्छुद्धयेदपि विषय वीर्य विलोल जीवम् मुच्चाटयिष्य दुरगं विरहन् हृदिन्याम्
बलं स्वजीवयदनुग्रह दृष्टिवृष्ट्या शुद्धयेति विषवीय विलोल जीवम् उचाचयिष्य दुर्गां विहारम् प्रतिज्ञाम् यद्वै व्रजे व्रज पार्श्वम् विशतोऽयपीतान्
यद्वै व्रजे व्रज पार्श्वम् विशतोऽयपीतान्
पालं स्वजीव्य अनुग्रह दृष्टिवृष्ट्या
सजीवय अनुग्रह दृष्टिवृष्ट्या
Vidarajiram
Chatayishya Durgam Viharam Vidinyam
Nushasayishya Durgam Viharam Vidinyam
Yadurvai Vraje Vraja Pashun Vishutoya Pitam
Yadurvai Vraje Vraja Pashun Vishutoya Pitam
Palam Tudha Ajivayad Anugraha Drishti Vristaya
Palam Sajivayad Anugraha Drishti Vristaya
Tadishutayeti Vishavira Vilola Jivam
Tadishutayeti Vishavira Vilola Jivam
Chattayishyadurgam Viharandudeyayam
Chattayishyadurgam Viharandudeyayam
Mothers, when the inhabitants of Brajabhumi were sleeping carefree, There was a forest fire, a blaze due to the dry leaves, and it appeared that all the inhabitants were sure to meet their death. But the Lord, along with Balaram, saved them simply by closing his eyes. Such are the superhuman activities of the Lord. There was no need of fire brigade in Vrindavan. Purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. Although in this verse, the Lord's activity has been described as superhuman, it should be noted that the Lord's activities are always superhuman, and that distinguishes Him from the ordinary living being. Uprooting a gigantic banyan or urgent tree and extinguishing a blazing fire simply by closing eyes are certainly impossible by any kind of human endeavor. But not only are these activities amazing to hear, but in fact, all other activities of the Lord, wherever He may do, are all superhuman. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter 9th verse, whosoever knows the superhuman activities of the Lord, due to their very transcendental nature, becomes eligible to enter the kingdom of God. And as such, after quitting this present material body, the knowledge of the transcendental activities of the Lord goes back home, back to God. Om Jnanati Niranjasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishram Sadhukam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamatyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Tapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavasya Sri Rupam Sakrijatam Sahaganaradhanatham Tantam Sajeevam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahaganaradhita Sri Vishakam Tamsya He Krishna Karna Sindhav Dina Bandhav Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarupyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Radha Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Then also when the coward boys and their animals drank the poisoned water of the river Yamuna, and after the Lord in His childhood revived them by a merciful glance, just to purify the water of the river Yamuna, He jumped into it as if playing and chastising the venomous Sukhali snake, which is lurking there, its tongue emanating waves of poison. Who can perform such a Herculean task but the Supreme Lord? On the very night of the day of the chastisement of Kaliya Snake, when the inhabitants of Rajamuni were sleeping there freely, there was a forest fire ablaze due to dry leaves, and it appeared that all the inhabitants were sure to meet their death. But the Lord, along with Balaram, saved them simply by closing his eyes. Such are the superhuman activities of the Lord. So yesterday we tried to understand the superhuman activities through the guidance of Bhagavad Gita, that one has to cultivate the eyes of divinity, the eyes of transcendental nature. These eyes are also coming through the authority of the Vedas, so it may be called Shastra Chakshus. The Shastra, the word has come from Shastra, means to cut. To cut the ignorance and put us into the right perspective is the aim of the revealed scriptures. These scriptures are revealing something. What is it? Only Srimad Bhagavatam can reveal these activities, which are the oldest histories compiled in the Puranas. And Srimad Bhagavatam is also considered to be one of the Puranas. Purana means the oldest history, documentation of the events that take place. But these events are being visualized in two ways. They are being performed physically also, but without the influence of the three modes of material nature. And those who are transcendentalists, like Srila Vyasadeva, jotted down these activities. You see the difference between the other 17 Puranas besides Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavatam. Almost same identical leelas of Lord Krishna has been also described in Brahma Vaivarta Purana. But there were effects of the three modes of material nature. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva had to recompile the same old histories into a different perspective. Narad Muni chastised Vyasadeva that you wrote, expanded all the Vedic literatures and the stories just to fulfill the desires of the living entity. And you got this potency through the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is of transcendental nature. This transcendental nature of your reception of the energy must be utilized in the transcendental service. Why are you utilizing it for the sake of fulfilling three material modes and their interactions, which are emerging as the desires of the living entities? This is not fair. Actually, you have made a greatest disservice for them, that these three modes are going to eternally keep them into the material nature. Where is the question of their liberation? Or if you have described little bit here and there, that too with impersonal aspect. An impersonal aspect is accessible to only those who are little learned. Generally the impersonalists become too much obsessed on their learning. And these learnings make them conclude something erroneous. Either they get puffed up or they want to become God because they are learners. They don't see somebody around like themselves, equally learned. So they think there is nobody greater than him. And after all, who has seen God? Who has seen God? So they take it for granted out of erroneous conclusions of their learning. So, Vyasadeva, you might bring them to the point of liberation even. What is the use of liberation if it is giving the if it is not giving the eternal occupation? What is the use? So, such are the descriptions which have been eventually evolved in the evolution of the spiritual potentials. It starts from impersonal aspect, then localized aspect, and then personality aspect. Whereas they did try, but it was not sufficient, so it was pinching in his own heart. It was pinching in his own heart. And he requested his guru, Narad Muni, to diagnose and gave the remedy. So Narad Muni chastised that what good have you done for the living entities, which is not yielding into the eternal occupation of pure devotional service to the personality of God. Where are those descriptions of the personality of Godhead in its pure transcendental nature? People tend to believe in demigods and put Krishna also one of them. No wonder, you know, because we ask them, read them that way. Through the different kinds of approaches. So it is confusing. It becomes so much voluminous that they cannot make a conclusion. Just like an impersonalist can make a wrong conclusion, the so-called personalist come under the clutches of Maya, equate Lord Krishna with the demigods. So there are a lot of confusing situations for the common man who doesn't have intelligence, good intelligence left in Kali Yuga. And after all, Vyasadeva himself was feeling unfulfilled of his own empowerment. So this was the dilemma. And Narada Muni diagnosed correctly that you have utilized all these potencies which are transcendental. Because they come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, who is transcendent to each and every manifestation of the material world. You have not glorified Him alone. So how is it possible that your heart will be quenched? You will be satisfied. Nobody can satisfy. So you should compile such a literature that will give the highest benefit of your devotional service, which is an eternal occupation of the soul in Guru Vrindavan, the highest realm. You should explore everything. You know? You have not done enough. It is still remaining. So, Vyasadeva wrote that so far in all the literature which had taints of three modes of material nature, that's not going to work to give us our eternal occupation. Sanatana Dharma of the soul manifested, that is allowing all the living entities an access to Golok Vrindavana where they have come from. These activities are always superhuman. Superhuman means not only pertaining to something superior to the human being's approach, but also demigods and demons. It's too difficult for them to even come to know his personality, come to imitate him. They cannot come closer. There is a word called Asamaurdhva, which is utilized to describe Lord Krishna's quality. Asama means not equal. Urdhva means superior. For whom there is nobody equal or superior is called Asamaurdhva. So everything should be described in the transcendental nature. Where is that literature for the benefit of? That's how Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled. So Srimad Bhagavatam starts by Vyasadeva's own commentary on the absolute truth, personality of Godhead, and nobody else. He took up the absolute truth, personality of God and Lord Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and started writing the commentary of Janmadhyasthayata. His total independence and even the bewildering situation for the demigods about the creation of the material world. So then he writes, confesses, dharma prochita kaita vatra paramo nirmatsaranam satam. I am compiling this literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, in which all the cheating religions are kicked out. Anything that cheats the soul to enter into his eternal occupation of duty, they are called cheating religions. The religion does not tell you to remain only pious and then become a sense gratifier, called pious sense gratifier, foolish piety. No. It says, dharma projita kaitava atra. Atra means in this literature, all the kaitava dharmas will be kicked out. Paramon is matsaranam satam. Only those who have purified their existence and thus become unenvious or non-envious to the creation, creative principles and those who are in the clutches of Maya. The creation is material existence, which is conducting all her affairs under three modes of material nature. The living entities, including the demigods who are subjugated by the laws of material nature, and their activities, we should become totally non-envious of all this. Paramo nirmat saranam, then one becomes satam or purified. Vedyam vastavam atram. Actually, we have to know the vastu means the real subject matter that is being exposed in this Srimad Bhagavatam. Atra Shivadam tapatrayo ulmulanam, which is Shivadam means always beneficiary, benevolent. That eradicates the three false miseries. Sattva-gun, Raja-gun, Tama-gun are incapable of removing threefold miseries. But transcendental nature of pure devotional service can uproot threefold miseries. Ulumulanam means uprooting. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahamuni Krute. This compilation of Srimad Bhagavatam is done by Srila Vyasadeva. Kim Vaparayishvara. What is greater than such? So by constantly serving this Srimad Bhagavatam, Sadhyavarudyate Kritibhi. By performance of undivided devotional service, he can achieve this goal takshana, immediately. So, when one is not situated on the platform of transcendence, naturally, Krishna's superhuman activities will not be understood. Right? So therefore, in the process of understanding, Śrīla Vyāsadeva understood properly first himself that the purpose of Varnāśrama system was to perform such activities according to the qualities of a living entity. This prescription was meant for satisfaction of the Lord and nobody else. Nobody else. So in each and every material manifestation, its activities, we should not become envious of others that they may be doing in under the influence of the three modes of nature. That's why they are wrong. But rather, we become compassionate to them and guide them, bring them gradually on the path of pure devotional service. You cannot totally cancel them out because they are unable to perform. But infusion of devotional service, pure devotional service is as independent as Lord Krishna. And you cannot distinguish between Lord Krishna and devotion, devotional service. Bhakti, Devi and Lord Krishna are not separable. And Bhakti is this Chhatri, this supreme predominant deity of Bhakti is Radharani. So here we are told that by Vyasadeva on the later that the absolute truth is known in three phases. Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Vadanti tattva vidastattvam yadgyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmiti bhagavaniti shabdami. The transcendentalist knows that the absolute truth is manifesting in three phases. One is called Brahman, the second stage is called Paramatma, and the third complete is called Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the personality aspect, and that is directly understood or rendered service by the devotees. The yogis, by cultivating a physical discipline, try to concentrate on the supreme aspect in the meditation. For the position of Paramatma within their own heart, that is also somewhat partial realization. But the impersonal Brahman, which is pervading, and you cannot see, you cannot identify, but its presence is sustaining each and every atom, is an impersonal aspect. Right? So, the absolute is known under three phases. But first phase is, because there is sustenance, prior to sustenance there was creation, and after the sustenance there is dissolution. So only sustenance is there and it can be perceived. So what makes it sustain? For example, in the artificial way, if we do not know who sustains our existence, desde que conozco. But they are worried about whether their economy is sustainable or not. Sustainable economy, is the way shown by Lord Krishna. Because whatever his teachings are, is none different from him and his desires. Sustainable economy is shown by Krishna by Krishi Gauraksha Vanijya. It depends upon Krishi means the agriculture, cow production, and sustain ourselves on the trade between, depending upon these two. That's about it. This is very sane way for sustainable economy. But people do not know. They don't want to know what is already been told and practiced long time back. They become greedy and they put up artificial aspect of sustainability. Even they use the Darwin's theory of survival of the fittest that led to capitalism. And this capitalism becomes the monopoly of sustainable economy, but it creates a great rift between rich and poor. Moreover, everything is unsustainable. Sustainable economy is coming from the instruction of Lord Krishna, so it must be it must be helping to derive us into transcendental nature. Therefore, it is very important that those who are devoted to Lord Krishna and putting full faith on his activities, the Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam. Now, do you think Krishna was tending cows? That was his performance of such activity. Is it divine or non-divine?
What is not divine?
It is divine. It will lead us to divinity. It will help us to cultivate the divine qualities. Simply milk is called liquid religiosity. To sustain on milk, one nurtures the fine brain tissue capable of understanding the divinity. Right? One may know Krishna tending cows may be an ordinary act, but understand it is superhuman act, because that is the sanity it gives, the result of sustainability. Artificial killing the cow creates nothing but havoc. And there is nothing divine starting from abusing the cows. What is divine? So, humanity is at the steepest point. It is nothing but destruction. Krishna's activities are superhuman. He doesn't have to do anything to get anything done. In Svetashatara Upanishad it is said, natasyeva karyam karnam cha vidyate natas samasam abhi adhikachya drashyate. For the Supreme, There is nothing to be performed, nothing for others to induce to work. Karyam or karanam na vidyate, doesn't exist for him. There is no activity that he has ever to perform. Everything is said. But how it is said? Because he doesn't have anything to perform, if he does voluntarily, does it make ordinary human being? If he prefers to perform by coming in a human-like form, is he subjugated? He is not subjugated to perform any activity. But yet, out of willingness to accomplish something extraordinary, that he does. And that is superhuman. So again, first of all, we don't have faith when he comes to like in a human form. Right? We don't have faith. And yet, when he performs something extraordinary, we think he is superhuman. Somebody like Mayavadis, they think that because he comes in the material platform, even though he may be supreme, but he is subjugated to the laws of karma. Even Lord Vishnu has to obey. But that is not the fact. He is never subjugated. Nachatasya karanam karanam cha vidyate. Nata samasam abhi adhikachya drashate. The Vedas decide that there is nobody equal or superior to him. That personality, Parasha Shakti, that supreme personality of God, Parasha Shakti, his energies, vividhiya sruyate. They are very, very variegated, and they all act under the desire of him. Swabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. These energies are in tune with the nature of the Supreme, and therefore they act in varieties of ways like jnana balakriya. So, these instructions indicate that Lord Krishna doesn't have to act. Simply by closing the eyes, he can extinguish the forest fire. What do you want more superhuman? Those who are troubled by this kind of thoughts, first of all, they don't have faith, means they must be envious. Second thing, if they are inquisitive, then they may not be utilizing proper methodology to quench their information, quench their inquisitiveness. So we should see this way. Only one who has removed enviousness from his heart, mind and thoughts can have access to the most confidential aspect of his nature. That is called devotee. Krishna is telling, by causeless mercy to his friend Arjun, who is a devotee, he said that I am telling you the most confidential knowledge because you are not envious of me. idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshyami anusuyave. My dear Arjuna, because you are not envious, I am telling you the most confidential knowledge of my appearance and activity. And not only that, I am telling you theoretical as well as practical. Jnana vidyana saitam yadhyatva moksha sheshubhar. I am telling you both by phenomenal as well as noumenal way. Means the one that is perceptible knowledge through your senses, theoretical knowledge as well as practical knowledge. And by which, by knowing which, you will be free from all the inauspiciousness of ignorance, including your false ego. Then it says, Rajavidya Rajaguhyam Pavitram Vidamuttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmem Susukam Kartamavayam. This knowledge is the king of knowledge. It's knowledge about pure devotional service is the king of knowledge. And it is ever purifying. The highest purifying method is to know about Lord Krishna's transcendental nature. That is called jnana. Everything else is a jnana. This knowledge, when it is put into practice, then it gives direct perception. Pratyaksha avagamam. Stepwise, when it is performed, methodically it is performed, it gives the direct perception. In science, we always depend upon direct perception. So here is the transcendental science of devotional service, which is directly perceived. Susukham kartumal, it is pleasant to be performed. It gives pleasure while performing. No pain. Prabhupada told us, I am teaching only three things. Chanting, dancing, and eating prasadam. Three things. Nothing more we have to learn. Do you think it is painful? Dancing is painful. Chanting is painful. It means you have not experienced chanting yet. Right? You should experience chanting. It is not at all painful. When you were young, you were chanting, right? You had your own beats, right? See? But I think more of ignorance, ego has been taking over. So we have problems. So we can't say for definite. But chanting doesn't spend any energy. So where is the pain? No pain. Dancing is voluntary jumping around like monkeys. But you want to dance. It is always blissful, right? Then, taking prasad, is it painful? That is definitely no. So you have only one experience to go, and that is chanting. And it's never painful. When you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There is no pain. But everything is gained. Those who don't chant, he doesn't begin his human form of life yet. He lives like an animal. And what Prabhupada said. So, pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukham kartum avagamam. It is directly performed, pleasant to be performed, and ever inexhaustible. Means whatever you gain, the pleasure, it can never be compared to anything else. And it remains forever with you, and it will go with you even after you give up this body. Inexhaustible. So it is. This is called transcendental nature. This is called transcendental nature. So only in this nature one can understand properly, one can chant properly, one can call out Lord Krishna and he appears properly. We have to cultivate that mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Trunana Pishuni Chena Tarura Pishuna Amani Namana Dena Kirtaniya Sada Hari. This Kirtaniya Sada means forever. Can we only engage when these proper three things are conducted. So the absolute truth about the superhuman activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead should not bewilder. Rather, it gives us confirmation that He is God, that's why He is able to do it. So, this is an important fact. And it should be understood that simply by closing eyes the fire can be extinguished. We can't do this superhuman activity. Nobody can hold even a little stone on their pinky. It's difficult. Then what to speak of Govardhan? And yet they shamefully claim themselves they are God. And others call them God. So, anybody has any question?
If we conquer a few of the senses, like say envy, what you said, greed, envy and all, and if we are not able to conquer it completely in this lifetime, and if we take another birth, do we start again from the scratch or we continue?
No, the devotional service which is rendered, it can never be forgotten. But it should be ahaituki apratihata. Without any cause, it's always in the benefit of Lord Krishna and it should be uninterrupted. It will be become permanent asset. That much. And that will save us to go or to further fall down in the next life. The devotional service will be the savior all the time. Krishna gives better opportunity.
Maharaj, how can one actually come to the point of claiming that he is God when he sees his body growing old and he has to fall into ignorance, going to sleep, he has to pass stool? And how, on the other hand, how can foolish people really believe that these rascals are God when they see such a person like just having an ordinary mature body, you know, growing old and diseased and so many problems with it?
You mean you're describing the stage at the last moment, one who remembers Krishna?
No, I'm saying like, how can some of these people who claim to be God, how can they actually, you know, believe that they are God, or how can they make such a claim when they see their body is growing old or getting some disease, or they have to go to sleep every night and fall into ignorance or have to pass still? How can they actually claim that they are God? And on the other hand, how can their followers actually believe that this person's God when he just has a material body made of pus, stool, urine, mucus, and he's getting grey hairs and he gets sick?
Because their conception is God can descend in human form. God is a human being. In the Shastra, they understand God is human being. They don't go for the divine qualities. They fail to understand that they are Buddhas. This is the greatest mistake. So that leads them that if Krishna, when he was present, and we believe that he was here and he acted so well, I can also perform. If I collect 1993 Rolls Royce, I'll become God. That Rajneesh used to claim. If I have a gun, if I have this, if I have that, if I have little magic in my hands, I can make people believe anything. I'm God. But you know, I'm required to go through some medical treatment. Let me make a hospital also. Yeah. Prabhupada simply said, if he says it is God, then why he is making a business of incense sticks? He doesn't have support. What kind of God he is? That he has to manufacture incense sticks. He has to build a hospital. Why can't he provide just like that? Why God is appearing among the suffering community and can't do anything about it? Simply he is a limited God and the suffering is still there. So actual suffering is in the brain. They are all sick people, including so-called God. He's a sick person. They say when somebody has meningitis, the fever of the brain, they start speaking anything and everything. It's like another hallucination. So they are sick people. Prabhupada says that in Bengal we have a proverb that pagal hoy to ko bole na, chagal hoy to ko khabe na. Chagal means a goat. A goat can eat everything, doesn't leave anything. And pagal means a madman can speak anything. So this is the madness. There is no madness of love developed for Lord Krishna. That is absent. Instead, he wants to create love for him from his followers by showing some little trick. The foolish who do not know trick, they consider trick to be magic. People who are having weak mind are superstitious by nature. They can be easily captured by it. Even those who are learned people, but those who are obsessed in worldly conception of life, they tend to believe anything and everything because they don't have control on their life either. So, material nature is pounding them, and yet they think, you know, let me hold to something which will make me God. If I follow God, I will become God. You know? They don't understand God. Do you think it is impossible for Krishna to force them to believe Him that He is God? Do you think it's impossible for Him? He can make. But then there won't be love. If we are forced to believe Him, that He is God, then where is the question of voluntary love? Love is always voluntary. Krishna does not impose anything on anybody. He disseminates the knowledge. It is purifying, but it has to be accepted voluntarily. Arjuna was never forced to fight. Krishna could have done it. If He wants us to become His instrument, that is His mercy. It's out of love that He is giving us opportunity to take the credit. But devotee is not wanting any credit. But Krishna reciprocates His love to bestow His mercy. Do you think by offering a ring, I will show you mercy? Then what kind of mercy to those who are not rich, but if I give them little ashes, worthless? But because the faith can make even ashes worthwhile. But he can't afford to give everybody a ring or a wristwatch. That God is, you know, it's too difficult to afford, he says. So he's not the manufacturer. He must have stolen something from and use it as a trick. For so-called reciprocation in disguise. Generally he does this to those who are little advanced, opulent and well-known people, and not to common men. He doesn't go out. This God in his village where he is, he built up an empire, but he does not go to surrounding village to distribute gold and gold watches and rings to anybody and everybody. He could have eradicated poverty surrounding. What kind of God is this? But people of blind belief, they consider him God. Because where in our village there was no water, and he provided water by boring the well. That's why he's God. This is that, you know. You can become, you know, God by providing little water. So anyway, there is no divinity there. There are no divine qualities to be understood. So we shouldn't waste time. But we should understand the absolute truth, which is coming in the three phases, and depend upon it. Start from knowing it in proper way, Then meditate on it and then interact personally. This is the absolute thing. So thank you very much, all glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Holy Savior, Swami.